Reports reaching Radio Ghana indicate that a Guinean resident in Ghana and teaching French who traveled to his country last month to bury his father has returned to Ghana by road without screening of Ebola. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Daniel Hammond, who works with the La Mansamokwe, said the teacher told him he was only screened in Guinea and given a medical certificate. Mr. Hammond said he has reported the issue to the 37 military hospital authorities who have asked him to bring the Guinean for screening.
He said he came by land, so he passed Burkina from Guinea. He's a staff member of our school. He teaches French at our school. And somewhere in the last week of September, he called that he's lost the father and that he's traveling. By then, we have vacated. So he went to his hometown and to Guinea. And just this Sunday, after church service, getting to around 4, he called me that he has returned from Guinea. So I said, okay, then we should meet this morning. So when he came to the office, I asked when entering Ghana he was screened. He said he was screened at Guinea and that he has the medical certificate. But when he entered Ghana, there wasn't any request for screening. He didn't know he had to go through screening. So he came straight to Accra, and that's when he arrived at Accra, then he called me. So I asked him to go and bring the medical certificate from Guinea whilst I go to seek medical advice from the health authorities. So I'm just from third serving, and they've asked me to bring him to the center by 1 p.m. when he reports with the certificate. By 1 p.m. I'll send him together with the certificate he's bringing. He has from Guinea to the third serving military hospital for the necessary action. He passed through Burkina. He might have passed through maybe Paga area. So I didn't ask him the specific border. But first, he called me when he was at Kumasi. Before, when he arrived at Accra, then he called me to that he has reached Accra. So he passed through Burkina and might have passed through Paga or any of the border points there before reaching Accra. I'm just taking precautionary measures because as far as I know, our health situation are in capable hands. They have told us that we don't have any Ebola in this country. But then since he traveled to Guinea to bury the father, we don't know what the cause of death of the father. And then having attended the funeral and coming back, there is the need to get worried.